Okay, we had machlokes if Hezekiah Shmei Hezek or not. The very last piece before the two dads, the Gemara asked the Kasha on the Man Yom Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. The truth is that we're going to have now 6 or 7 Kashas in a row. Every single Kasha is on the Man Yom Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. Every one of the Kashas that the Gemara asks. Right before the two dads asked the Kasha, Ratsu means they agree to build a wall. So why does it say Bainin and Sakaisal? Bainin Oisaimi Bayalai? You should have said you build it. You said Ratsu, they agreed to build a wall. So Bainin Oisai, you build it. Yitana Oisai, have a mean of Mesipus Ba'alma. Kamash Malan Kaisal. What is Mesipus? We have here Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says Mesipus are low, you say dice, low boundary markers, pieces of wood stuck into the ground. The Rajba says they're 10 tefachim high. What is the purpose of these things? So the Gemara later on, the Avav, has a concept that it's good to have a boundary marker, shiyehei nitfas alof giganev. That if I'm on my side of the divide, and you're on your side, when you're not looking, I would go onto your side. Let's say I'm spreading out the figs to dry. I'd spread it out a little into your rishus also. And if you'll complain, I'll say I didn't realize. The purpose of a mesipus is so people can't say I didn't realize. That's called nitfas alof kiganet. That if you're going past there, everyone realizes you're going into someone else's rishus. Taisus and all the other rishayim, besides Rashi, Taisus taich is mesipus, means a regular wall. Just Mesipas is a wall that has windows. A normal wall has windows in the wall. So have Amina Mesipas Baal. I would have thought you could build a wall even if it has windows in it. So Kamash Malan, that you cannot. Now, Rashi is a Pella. If you look back at the Mishnah, you try to touch it. Imagine if it would have said Bainin Oisai, not Bainin Esakaisla. That's what we're saying now. So read the Mishnah. My Mishnah doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says, "Hashutru shiratu lasis mechitza." Now, would it said, "Bainin oisai be'emtza"? Malkam shadagul live nice big veil. God is kafis and levain and bainin. Light tizes it's very good. I would have said, "Bainin oisai." I would have said it means you build a mesipus, a wall. Good. Gvil, Gazas, Kfis, and Levainin. The words make sense. If it's a wall, it could be made of Gvil, it could be made of everything. So like Taisus, it's a wall. So the Lashon Gvil, Gazas, Kfis, and Levainin makes sense. Olay Rashi, that if it would have said Bainin Oisai, I would have thought it means a Mesipus Ba'alma, it means wooden pegs. How could you think it means that? Shutra Shiratza Lashis Mechitza Bechatza. Bainin Oisai Be'emtza. I would have thought it means you put pegs. Makam Shinagul Leves, Gibil Gazas, Kafis, and Levain and Bain. The Hemshach is very, very schwer. It's very hard to read the Mishnah the way Rashi is saying it would have read. It would have said, I say. So the Ramban and the Rashba are Matchik. The Lay Rashi, I would have touched Bain and I say the Hemshach. You build a Mesipus in the middle. And if it's a makim shenagul livnais kevil gazes kfisim levainim bainim, there's such a meaning, then you have to do it that way. Hard to understand. We're going now that Hezek realash shmei Hezek. What does it mean? And if there's a meaning kevil gazes kfisim levainim bainim, what are they building it for? Like Rashi, this is all what I would have thought. How do you explain that?
Once they made a deal, they're going to make a wall. Whatever they made in Kenya, obviously. Whatever
the stomach is in that neighborhood, everybody has, whoever makes a king and built a wall, 4 feet, 6 made out of steel,
and everybody can invade, they made a thing, then the stomach is, that's what they meant to make. Ratzu
means that they agreed to make a wall, and that's what it refers to.
So
the problem is, if you look in Rashi, you have Amina Mesipus Ba'alma, Rashi says, Ma'ir Masnisin Diyunami Mechitza Ekru, V'ratzu Diktoni Achaluka Kai. Rashi's saying that if this Havamina, that you put just a Mesipus, just pegs, then I would attach Ratzu means Chalukah. As I would say, Ratzu Normally, if you hold Hezek Shem Rilev Shmei Hezek, Ratzu means they agreed to build a wall. Rashi is saying that in this Havamina, if it would have said Oisaya, I would have thought it's a Masifis, then I would have said Ratzu means a Chalukah. I agreed to make a Chalukah, but then I build a Masifis. And then the Hemshach of Gevil Gazes Kfis and Levenin is very, very hard. Well, where is it coming in? This Pshat and Rashi is very difficult. The Rashba has a different gear, so he's not Goyris Ratzu Achaluka Kai. He said Ratzu Achaisel Kai. If you have a different gear, so Rashi could answer. But the way it says by us in Rashi, this Mesipis is Shver, and Mesipis just means pegs, what's Gevil Gazes Kfis and Levenin. So we'll leave the kasha. Let's see the Gemara's additional kashas on this Mandiyam. Esa Kozel Benz. Pshita. Who's the kasha Pshita on? Vaita. If you hold Hezek Shenari Alashme Hezek, and it means they made a Kenyan. So Bainas Esa Kozel Pshita, if they made a Kenyan, it's Pashit. Like Tzrika Dukadim Chad Varatzi Lechavre, it took one person to convince the other. Mao Detei Matsiyama like Yisratzai Lechav Avira. Eli agreed. Be'avira v'tashmish dolo yisratzai l'cha k'mash malon v'azirit l'esh me'ez, that somebody was masking to the other person. So he say, I was only masking to build a wall, but to give up some of my tashmish in the wall, in the field, to give up area, I was never masking. I would think you could say that k'mash malon, that you can't say it v'azirit l'esh me'ez. If you make an agreement, the agreement is valid, whatever the meaning of Medina is. Now, we had two pshatim in Hezek Riyah, Lav Shmei Hezek, or in Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Right? We had one pshat we said like the Ramban, that you're mazik by looking, there's a tzara guf because you're looking. And the other was the way we learned, like the other Rishayim, that the who hold that you could have a chazaka for this. That it has a moment because I'm preventing you from using your field properly. Now we have to learn all the tashmas. They all have to make sense like this. Now we're going to have the first three tashmas, which first we'll learn through the first three. We'll go back to each one, but each one says something shani. So in this case, we're maida. That means the man yame hezek riyah alav shmei hezek is maida in three cases. The hezek riyah ishmei hezek. Not as if he totally holds Hezek Riyah is not a Hezek. Let's see the three. Toshma v'chein b'gina. So to raya that on a gina you had your there's a din of this Hezek Riyah. Why are you stopping the why v'chein b'gina? Is there a din of Mokim Shadovi? You have to build a wall. Why should I have to build a wall? So Gemara Shagina Shani Kid Rababa, Dom Rababa, Amrapun Amarab, Asala Adam Lime Bisoda Chavera, Shoshi Amedis Bekame Sel. You're not allowed to look into someone else's field when it's Tvua standing. Why are you not allowed to look? Look, Rashi, Rishu Mayan Harat, Shalizi Kenu Bayan Ra. If you're looking into someone else's field when he has a good, successful crop, so that could bring Ayan Ra. Since that could bring an Ayan Ra, so, Begina Shani, in other words, Hezek Rielav Shmei Hezek, either the Tupshatim, that either because my being Mazik you, Mitzar you, doesn't count. Or because if you won't do Tashmishin, it's up to you. You can just not do Tashmishin there. Like that's called a Hezek. But Begina, Ayin Ra, that's a Hezek Nikuliyam. So that's the first Gina Shani. Avachen Ketani Agvil Gilgazes. It says Vachen that goes on Gvil Gilgazes. Toshma, the second one, is Kaisel Chatzah Shenafel. Once the Kaisel is standing, and it falls down, Mechayven I say, Liv Nois Ad Dalet Amis. So Vaita, here, the Kaisel fell down, why do I have to build a Dalet Amis wall, a tall wall? Why do I have to build such a wall? It's a Raya, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So the Gemara, Nafel Shani. Now Nafel Shani is the second case he's made of, the wall fell down. We have here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What taich nafel shani? It's a significant machlokes. Rashi says, "What is nafel shani? Why is it different if it fell?" That's Rashi's chat. We looked at Rashi. left side of the page. Rashi says, Nafashani, why? So Rashi says, Kavar Nisratsu are Yishanim Bekaisel. But Nafashani, like Rashi, that once you agree to build it the first time, even if it falls down later, you have to rebuild it. Why? I Hezek, Ria Lashne Hezek. Rashi seems to hold that if you built a wall, I agree with you to put up a wall between our two chateris, which is not a chiyuv, Hezek Ria Lashne Hezek. If I make a kinyon with you and I obligate myself and we put up a wall, that chaydus is forever. Even if the wall falls down, I have to put it back. That's a tremendous chiddush. The Maran says that Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi because Tosis says mechitaisi. Just because I agreed to spend $1,000 to put up a wall, if it falls down after a few years, who says I'm agreeing to spend another $1,000 to put up a second wall? Just because I was mechayi myself once, that makes it a second deschayvus. The Marsha says, there's a second problem with Rashi. Who says that if the wall fell down, it means originally we chipped in? Maybe originally one person built it. We're sitting now, Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek. So the only chayiv if we agree. So if the wall fell down, it's a raya we were originally built it, so we have to continue. So the Marsha, what's the raya we originally built it? Maybe one person was Machnas L'Tel Shalai and he built it himself. There's no... So L'Chayrin Rashi you can answer. The fact that there's no Chazis on either side, it's a Raya that originally they built it. If you hold, there's a Din Chazis in a Chatzar, so then, and that's Rashi Shita. So in Rashi, we could answer that since there's no chazis on either side, that's a raya that they built it originally. However, Taisa Shita is, there's a shayla what Taisa Shita was. If you hold that there's a din chazis, that there's no din chazis by a chazis. But the Ramban said, in a chazis there's no din chazis. It's only because there's a room that they built it. An achinami. So here it could be the Kulyam. It's funny, Shmuel Rozovsky writes that it's totally machlokes, but you're right, the Hezbi Allah Shmei Hezek. Everyone would hold you build a chazis. Lachinami. We can answer the Mashad, Mashad's Kasha Rashi, it says there's no chazik, no, in the chazis, no one person built. Back upon him, that's Rashi Shita, that Nafal Shani, because they were Machai themselves originally. Taisa Shita, Nafal Shani. Shahur Gulu Lasis Dover Hetzna Bachatz. Now Tosis, think about Tosis. Tosis is saying that originally Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek. But once we had a wall, and I was morgul to do Dvar Shevetzina in my side of the wall, now it's harder for me to stop. So therefore the Hezek Ria is a Hezek L'Kuliyam. So you don't need a cheskes tashrish in a karka. You can do whatever you like in
your karka. No, I can't do
the tashrish if it's going to be a hezekuyah. But here now that I have a right to do this tashrish, I mean, obviously with you. I don't know if it's a cheskes tashrish. The other person should have made a macha. What should you make a macha? It's a wall there. I should make a macha. Even when the wall falls down, I can't make a macha. You can do whatever you want, your rishis. It's hard to give a chazaka to such a thing. When a person does something in his own rishus, hard to give it a cheskes tashmish. It's not shaykh mocha. The way I understand Tosis is saying that once it's kvar horgol, once someone's accustomed to doing it, it's harder for him to stop. The whole hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek is you don't have to do things in your backyard if you don't like it. But once he's horgol to do it, the way I understand Tosis. So we have a second shani. So we had Gina shani, Nafal shani, the Karila, my Kariala. And what was the Havamina to ask Akasha? Of course, Nafal shani. That's the whole case. So the Gemara say for Itzruchalei, the Dalai Amos, what?
Is that according to Tosis? That if someone else were to buy it from him, he would have becoming the custom free automatic, he would have to keep up his hand as if he was on his hand.
It's interesting. If someone else bought it, according to Rashi, once it's a hischaivus, if someone else bought it, there's a rule that when I buy something from you, I buy it with all your hischaivus in. Man bachar rishon l'sheini koshul shabiyada. You can only sell me what you have.
No.
Yeah, but if you have a, if you own a house, and someone has a right to certain things in the house, when you sell it, you're selling it with that other person having a right. You can't undo it by selling it. So loy Rashi, if you sell it, would stay the same. Like Tosfos, the first person is Kvar Horgel. If he would sell it, the second person is not Kvar Horgel. That would be enough Kamino. When a Kosvos Shabaliyadi means he, it's a limitation. Only the Sluss he owns, he could sell. If he has a Chayiv, meaning he's lacking that Sluss, so then he can't give someone a Sluss that he doesn't own. So it's a limit that when I sell things, I sell it with the restrictions that I have. I only could sell Kosvos Shabaliyadi, the Sluss that I have. So the Gemara says, what was the Havim? Ina Sefe Yitzchukhalei Medala Amis Olamayim La'im Achayvan Aysay. The halachi is, if it falls down, v'dalad amos ulamayla, ein mechayven oisei. You can't force someone to build higher than dalad. So the Maran, this is also a raya to Tosfos. Like Rashi, that your first hischaivus remains forever. If originally I was mechayven myself a wall that's more than dalad amos, I was mechayven myself a 5-amma wall, so that hischaivus should continue forever. Yet the din is, that you only have to build Dalet Amos, not more, even though the first wall was more. So at the Maram, that's also a riot to Tosis. Like Rashi, that's a continuation of my first Eschaivus, I should have to build even more than Dalet, if my first Eschaivus is more than Dalet.
Eschaivus is to build a wall. So, my scheme is to build a
What does that mean? It means the first time you agreed to a 10-amma high wall. It didn't just happen by itself. Well, it happens to be, Lamaisa, the person paid for 10 ammas. If the first wall was 10 ammas high, it means that when the contractor was called in, he was told to build a 10-amma high wall. And the person was sent a bill for a 10-amma high wall. If he paid for it, then he agreed to it. So that's the Maram is saying, then it should continue. The third Tashma is Kaifa Noisei Livnes Beishavi Delas Lachatzer. The third one is very different. Here, it's not Shechemim. Here, we're forcing someone to build a door so the people from the street don't look in. Now, this, the people in the street don't have to pay. It's not Atzas Kriyev. This is Atzas Komas HaShechemim. Reb Ruven says that from here it's a raya, that this whole Indian is an Indian of Haskamas Hashcheinim, which was Reb Ruven's Shita in this whole Gemara. Reb Ruven says the whole din that I have to pay Hezekriya is because Shcheinim agree that they won't be mazik each other with Riyah. It's also part of Takonas Hashcheinim. So Reb Ruven brings a raya from here. I saw others bring the raya as well. Evan Ozel, that this has to be Haskamas Hashcheinim. Because of the Tashma. Tashma, Kaifanai is built by Shavadel, it's the Chatzim. Shema Mila is a Bia Shmei Hezit. So we see that here you bring a Rai from a case of Haskamas Hashcheinim. So Lachaira, it's a Rai that we're talking about Haskamas Hashcheinim. Now, it's not an absolute Rai. If you want, you can answer the Rai. You can say, we're not proving, we're proving a Matzias, that Hezit, Ria, Shmei Hezit. We're not proving a Din. We're just proving there's such a Metzias that Hezek Riyash Meh Hezek. It's mashu that way from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Shema Mino Hezek Riyash Meh Hezek. It uses the Lashon, which it didn't use in the other Tashmas. So just proving the Metzias that Hezek Riyash Meh Hezek. So again, the Gemara says, Hezek the Rabbim Shani, that Shani, here it's different. So we have three different, Gila Shani, Nachal Shani, and Hezek the Rabbim Shani. We have three cases where the Mandiyama Hezek Riyah La Shmei Hezek is Maida to the Mandiyama Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Now this Gemara, there isn't much tumbling, except over a Rambam. There's a Rambam which a number of Achrayim tumble about. The Rambam says on a gina, chen de gina, if I have a garden, I'm growing vegetables, I could force you to build a wall that's 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim high? 10 tefachim high is 3 feet. Why do we say you need a wall by a gina? What was the reason you need a wall by a gina? Gina shani. It's a vayin hara. Most people could look over 3 feet wall. Everybody could look over a 3 foot wall. So the Ravid says on the Rambam, he says, well, what are you talking about? Talking about ayin hara here. A gina needs a mechitza kaisal dalar anis. He says, Gemara, above a basra. There is a set of letters that the Chachmei Luniel, Luniel is in France. The Bali Taisvis, some of the Bali Taisvis lived in Luniel. You have sometimes the Taisvis Harim the Luniel. They wrote letters to the Rambam with a list of different kashas they had on the Rambam Sefer. And this is one thing, one letter that they wrote to the Rambam is what's going on with the Gina. Gina is only 10 tefachim, Zayin Har. The Rambam responds that the inyan of Ayin Hara, building a wall for Ayin Hara, is a mili de chasidus of Alma. If somebody's worried about Ayin Hara, it's l'fnei mishur hadin to build a wall for Ayin Hara. And Bamis, it's not roy for anybody to be chashish for Ayin Hara. And the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis, he calls it Shinuya Ba'alma. I don't know what that means. Shinuya Ba'alma, it's just a teretz. It's not true. You don't have to have a teretz instead of teretz. But Lefia MS, it's not so. Pashit, what he means is that the Gemara is going like the Man Yom Hezek, Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. See, Shinuya Ba'alma, you have a Kasha, the Man Yom Hezek, Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, we say a Teretz. We don't pass in that way. We pass in Hezek, Ria Shmei Hezek. So, in English, Shinuya Ba'alma means it's just a Deichik Teretz, but we don't pass in that way. But the Lecha Mishnah says, not so. The Gemara's Raya was from the was Hezek, approving Hezek, Riyashmei Hezek from Megina. Tashma v'chein Megina. The person who brought the Raya held Hezek, Riyashmei Hezek. And he says, Begina, Hezek, Riyashmei Hezek. What Hezek, Riyah, do you have in Megina? The person doesn't eat or go swimming in Megina. It can only be outside of her. So the Lacha Mishnah is Matmiya on the Rambam. So the Makshin said, we see Hezek Yishmei Hezek because we're worried about Ayin Har. So the Tartan is, Ayin Har is different, I guess. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara was Machadish Ayin Har. Others want to say that the Rambam learns, Havachen Ketani Agil Vagazis is having Harat. Havachen Ketani. You can't say Gimez Alt Ayin Har. I think the Gemara Gvil v'Gazis that it's going that when they mask him, they have to build Gvil and Gazis. So I think the Rashba says is that like the Rambam, it's a harota from the whole thing. The truth is that the Rambam Shita, all over Shas, is that all of the supernatural things in Shas are not emes. That all of the things that the Gemara says that happen because of supernatural reasons. The Gemara is only talking lafi the shtus of people, but it's not emes. Even the Torah says you're not allowed to do magic. Rambam says there's no such thing as magic. So the Rambam learns that you're not allowed to do things that are according to the shtus that people believe it's magic that you're not allowed to do. But the Rambam shita is and la halacha that all of the supernatural things in Shas are not emes. And the Gemara is only talking lefi the shtus of people. For example, a kameya. It says you're allowed to wear a kameya on Shabbos. It's not carrying. If it's a kameya, that's a kameya mumcha. That means it worked already. For 3 people, you're allowed to wear it. Kameya sheina mumcha, just stand to put on a kameya on a necklace and wear it in the street, that's carrying. It's also, you can't just put anything you want on a necklace and carry it in the street. It has to either be jewelry or a kameya mumcha. So the Rambam learns that kameyas don't work. It's all an Irish kind. But when people really believe they work, it's a tashit for them. Because people believe in them, so it's not considered carrying, because lefi the shtus of people, it works. The same thing about katlonis. The Gemara says if a woman marries three or two, it's a machlokes man, and they die, she's a katlonis, she's not allowed to remarry. And there actually is a mandiyomer, the Gemara, that it's because of health reasons. There's a mandiyomer because of mazel. The Rambam doesn't bring this to katlonis. He doesn't bring that she's not allowed to remarry. There's a letter from the Rambam who says that the Issa Katlonis is a shtus. The Gemara says it because there are some people that get so nervous about it that when they get married, they'll get themselves sick over it. But on Fia Emes, for Bali Seichel, it's not right to be chayshish for Katlonis, and if a person's afraid, he shouldn't get married. He's not afraid. The Rambam brings, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to put food under a bed. Because of Ruach Ra. So the Rambam says, you're not allowed to put food under the bed because maybe something will fall into it. That's what comes from Sfaradim. They hold that if it's covered, it's mutter. We in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Those who are Makbid hold that even if it's covered. Rambam doesn't bring the inyan of Negel Vasser in the morning. He says, you have to wash before you dab. But that grad, even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring. That you have to wash in the morning without going to Dalet Amis. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. That's why I don't bring it. But the Rambam Derech Klal beholds that all the inyan of Shadim and Keshufim and all these things are not true. The Gra in Yeridei in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes has a famous tirade against the Rambam. He says that the Rambam, he writes, Roiv, he says, Havtilosafya Hetisai Beroiv Lekha. Famous words of the Gra. Philosophy made the Rambam make a mistake. Baroiv Lekha, he got too involved in it. And he says that it is true. All these things are emes. Not like the Rambam. But going with the Rambam Shita, it's easy to see that the Rambam would leave out this idea of an Ayin Hara by Gina, because the Rambam Shita is Derech Klal, that these things are not true. Could be, if not for the letter of the Rambam, I would teach that this Gemara is going lefi tos of people. The people believe in Ayin Hara. So you have to build a wall. Dalet Amis taka. In a society where people believe in it, so you do have to build a wall of Dalet Amis. The Gemara is true. The Rambam, who's talking about a place where you don't believe in it, if you don't believe in it, you don't have to build Dalet Amis. What? Yitfachim is for Nitzvah Kiganov, he says. The Rav Huttner had a line. He said, Avad Hashedim Zichah existed. This Rav Hashedim, all they existed. But once the Rambam passed, they don't exist, so they have to listen, they have to stop existing. Because the Rambam got passed. But, Kaponim, these are Tushitis, and today's very modern society, people not only believe in the superstitions that say in the Gemara that Shadim Kishufim, which I might say right, we Shadim hold it's true, but they even make up new ones to believe in. I got a letter the other day about a challah party. It's supposed to be if someone has trouble having children, they have a challah party. The question was, why do you have to have exactly 40 women at the challah party? And a bunch of questions, and they request I should give a share about it. I wrote back, I hope to hate to disappoint you. A challah party is something that people made up. Our mothers and grandmothers never heard of this thing. It doesn't matter if you have 40 women or one woman. I told them, taking challah is a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is better than a skula, despite what people think. We live in a time where everybody is into all kinds of fast cures for everything. It's magic. The Rambam, although on the Indian of Kishuv and these few things that he writes about, he was wrong. Shanim all disagree with him. The Pashas HaGemara disagree with him. But while we have a Messiah existed. All the new Narishkeiten they have, Zicha didn't exist. But Akapadim, this is one of the points. Somebody here had a Sefer on Inyan Ayin Hara. So I said, show it to me. I'm sure he talks about it. And I opened up the first place I opened up, right? It started with, I think, two places in the Sefer that it brings our Gemara. And this is one of the Makairis for the Mahalach of the Rambam. Akaponim, let's just finish the Tashmaz, because Right, the next Toshma is talking important din. Ein chalkin es achasir sheheba dalaramis al dalaram. Lezeva dalaramis lezeva. That is a very important halacha, which we're going to talk about by Arichos later in the parak. The shayla comes up all the time. You have two shutfim in a business, or two shutfim in a property, and they want to divide. One of them says, I want to divide. The other one says, I want to stay a shutif. What's the din? If they both want to stay together, or they both want to divide, you don't go to a rav. They go to a rav where one wants to divide and one wants to stay b'shutfus. So the halacha is, if yesh bay kedei lezeh, one could force the other. That means, if they have a chatzar, and there's enough area that you could build a wall, and each person has a big enough area to do what has to be done in the chatzar, so Gemara says, al-dal-ar-amis, then you could force. If it's not, then you can't force. In a business, if it's possible to split a business in two, you can force. 99% of the time, you can't split a business. Two shutfim own their business, they manufacture whatever they make, pocketbooks, potato chips. How are you going to split the business? And what the halacha is, what do you do if you can't? And when one of them wants to split, what do you do? There is a concept, there are a lot of concepts in this perek. I'll tell it to you now, we'll learn the sugya of good or agud. Good or agud means the one who wants to divide, he gives a price. He says a price that I give you a choice. Either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. And if he offers to buy out, he'll give a low price. If he wants the other person to buy him out, he'll give a high price. He has to give a price where he's prepared to give the other person the choice. Either you buy me out for this price, or I'll buy you out for this price. So I'll do a fair price. That's called good or yogurt. One of the two, one of us will buy the other. See, that's this din. Chalkin means a wall. We're alive in Mesipas Bial. Toshma, another Toshma, Chaloinis, Bein Mumayla, Bein Mumata. Another sugya we're going to have in the it's actually the next parak. We'll talk about chalaynis in this parak as well. You have to be marchik dalad amis above, below, and directly in front of a chalayn. If you make yourself a platform, you're going to stand on. You can't stand within the dalad amis. You shouldn't be able to peek in. So it shouldn't darken the wall. So we see that this hezekriya, you shouldn't look in. So we have a fourth hezek of the bayis shani, a fourth shani. Bayis, of course, in a house, a person has to be able to do all his private things. And that, certainly, there is a, certainly there's such a halach. Okay, we're going to go on. The next major sugi is kinyan devarim, which is halfway down the next amid. Put in the time, this is not hard gemara, and the Gemara, the top of the Amid, is just a second lashon, which is the same Gemara over almost. So, put in the time.